Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, then congratulations, because that means you've taken the first step in taking control of your finances. Below this podcast is a custom created calculator that I've built myself to help you come up with the number and the know-how to save money without zero effort involved. In a moment, I'm going to walk you through how to use this calculator. It's actually very easy, but there is some things that you need to fill in. But before we do that, we need to go over your mindset, because your mindset is very important in how we look at money moving forward. Because ultimately, the number isn't going to be important if we don't change the mindset about how you think about spending and making money. So you've heard the phrase, time is money. Everybody has, and it's very true. Time is most definitely money, but a lot of us and most of us think of that equation only for the fact of making money. Now, where you start to make and save money effortlessly is when you think of that exact same saying, but for spending money as well. And the reason for that is because you have to start looking at time as its own currency or as money itself. And when you start to make decisions based on time, not just money, you'll be able to save money effortlessly. And I'll explain in just a moment. See, when you get down to this calculator, what's going to happen is it's going to give you a daily budget. So let's just go over an example before we jump right into it. Let's just say the budget that it gives you is $50. That means $50 a day is how much money you can spend in order to save a certain amount of money that you've decided, depending on what the calculator spits out for you, right? So let's just say $50. 50 times 7 is $350, and you means you have $350 to spend every single week. Now, you need to look at $50 a day, and then you also need to look as 1 out of 7, because we're going to look at the days as currency as well. So when we start on Monday, we have $50 to spend out of $350, and we also have 1 day out of 7 days to spend, okay? So let's just say, for example, on Monday, you went out for coffee, you had some lunch, and you bought, some gas, right? That's $50, okay? That means you stay under your budget, and you also, at the end of the night, spent one day. But what happens on Tuesday, and it's somebody's birthday, and you go out, and you spend $100, okay? So you spend $100 in 1 day. Not only does that take away two days worth of budget, but it also takes away 2 days out of your week. So if you think of it that way, you won't just make a decision based on money, you'll make it based on time. So the next following day, you now know that not only have you spent your daily budget for that day, but you spent your time for that day. Because a lot of the times we don't factor in time, so that's how we get loose when spending money. Because maybe we did spend $100 a day before, but say Wednesday happens and somebody goes, hey, did you want to come by and have a couple drinks? Well, you know, time is an essence, right? So you're going to get in your car, you're going to drive, you probably have to get more gas, which is going to cause you to spend more money than you anticipated, and you've already overspent your money from the day before. Instead, what you can do is you can say, you know what, unfortunately, tomorrow's not a good day for me, but Thursday is a great day. Why don't we go get some coffee close to my office or right around the corner? Or maybe I know a good place right down the street from me where we can get a quick lunch and we can chat over it then. Because then you start making decisions based on time and not just money. Because now you understand that when you save time, you save money. Just as the same way as when you spend time making money, you want to save time so you can save money, and that will help out in just a moment. So let's jump into the calculator, because I don't want to keep you guys any longer. But if you have any more questions, of course, you can always call or text, and you can reach out to me personally, and I can help you with this. But I promise you, it'll definitely, definitely help. Alrighty, so let's get going and let's start saving money for the rest of our lives. Okay, how to save money no matter your income without any effort at all. Let's jump right into this calculator. The very first box is gross monthly income. Now, there's a placeholder already there, but you can change that. And it's really just going to depend on a few different things, right? So if you're a wage earner, or you're a salary, or you're self-employed, or a business owner, it's going to be a little different. So for all you wage earners out there, like bartenders, servers, anybody who works in retail, or like a Walmart, or a Stater Brothers, or any job in general where you clock in and then you clock out and you get a paycheck, that's going to be for you guys. What you're going to do is you're just going to take your paychecks, you're going to add them up. Whether you get paid once a month, twice a month, or four times a month, go ahead and just add those paychecks up, and that's going to be your gross monthly income. For salary earners like teachers and like maybe managers and things like that, that's very simple for you guys as well. You know how much you guys make a month, and you know whatever your paycheck or your salary is. Go ahead and put that number right there. And then, of course, business owners and self-employed, it's a little different. You guys should know exactly how much you make unless you're a really bad business owner. But for the most part, what I like to do, I like to just go to my online banking. I like to go to the account that all my incoming purchases, or not purchases, but incoming just monies come from. And I like to add those up, and that's how much I know I made that month. So that's the easiest way to do it, guys. Do that, and you have no issues at all. And then real quick side note, for servers and bartenders, if you guys get paid in tips a lot, what I would do is I would just save or write down how much money you make every night in cash tips, and then add that up, and then that'll go towards your gross monthly income. The best way to actually do that is to take 3 months worth of time and take an average, and then you'll know how much you average on average how much you make a month. That is the best way to do it. But let's do that now for gross monthly income. I'm going to put in $3,000 before we go into the next box. There it is. All right. So expenses are very, very important, because this is what's going to give us the leftover stuff, and what's very important, because that's where we're going to kind of squeeze some of that money for this effortless saving out of this leftovers here, right? But the expenses are very, very important. So if you're a wage earner, right, bartenders, talking to you guys, servers, Target, Stater Brothers, and everybody else in retail, you clock in, you clock out. This is you guys here, okay? This is going to be your personal expenses. So your rents, your mortgage, car insurance, car payment, food, Netflix, Hulu, cable, gas, whatever it is you spend to live life, this is what you're going to put in this box. Now, again, the easiest part sometimes is maybe to take all of that over the course of 3 months and then divide it, and I'll give you an average. And again, the easiest way to do that for me is just to go to my bank statement online. If you use a lot of your credit cards, or if you use cash, you're going to have to kind of keep like a record somewhere. But you got to be real about this, guys, because if you leave out the cash, you're not going to save money, okay? So add that in, go to your bank, and just add up all the money coming out of your account, and that'll give you your monthly income, your monthly expenses. And this, the same thing goes for business owners and self-employed. If you're a business owner, and when I say business owner, because I really want you guys to be clear on this, that means you have employees, and that means you pay people, okay? That means you're a business owner. Otherwise, you're self-employed. So if you're a photographer and it's just you, or you're a hairstylist, or you're an esthetician, or you're a barber, or whatever it is, and you only have yourself, then you are self-employed, okay? But if you're a business owner and you have employees and you're paying people out, it's a little different, because you can do this two different ways, okay? And you can use this calculator for both. You can do it to figure out how to save money for your business, and you can also do it for your personal. So if you're a business owner, you can do this. I think the easiest way for you guys to follow along is to take away all your expenses for everything involved. So marketing, advertising, overhead, inventory, paying out employees, insurance, things like that. I would definitely do that. And then add in all the personal things like we mentioned before for wage earners, okay? And then I will give you just a really good base number of how much money you have left over at the very end of the day. And if you're self-employed, like a hairstylist or a barber or an esthetician or anybody else in the business that just works for themselves, that's very simple. I mean, at that point, you're just going to you're going to look at your bank statement. You'll see how much money's coming in. You add that up. That's your gross. And then you see how much money you spend. And that is your expenses. Whether you use it as a personal or a professional, a business account, it's the same thing. Because at the end of the day, you're really just paying yourself. And it depends on how much money you're taking from your business or not. So add those up. Put them in there. I'm going to put $1,000. Booyah. Okay, so we just got done putting in our gross monthly income. We just also put in our expenses, and it'll auto-populate into the next two boxes, the monthly income after expenses and your net monthly income. Now, those are very important, and I put them separate on it for a reason, because I really want you to see how much money you're spending so you can understand that number. And then I also want you to know the difference between net monthly income and gross monthly income. As most business owners, I'm sure you guys know this, and self-employed, that maybe you might be still young in the process, so maybe you're learning these kind of things. But most of the time, wage earners don't ever really go over these kinds of numbers, because they just don't teach you this kind of stuff in school, and it's very, very important to know. Okay, so Your net monthly income is $2,000 because mine is $3,000 for the gross monthly income, and then expenses is $1,000. So I get me $2,000. Before we move on, the next thing is the number of days in a month. So go ahead and set that to how any many numbers you want, whether it's 30, 31, 29. I'm going to keep mine at 31, and then I will see you at the next box. All right, so good news is that after you fill in the number of days in the month, the other boxes already just fill themselves in for you. So there's no more work to be done. It's just a matter of basically going over the numbers here and understanding and putting them to work. So let's just talk about the three boxes underneath the number of days a month. You got gross daily budget, your gross daily budget times 10%, which is your savings contribution. And then your last box is your net daily budget. Okay. So when you take your gross monthly income, you do your expenses, you're going to get a net monthly income. Once you divide that number, that's how you get your gross daily budget. Now, mine is $64.51, okay? What that does, I take that number, and then the box below that, we'll times that by 10%, and it'll show you how much that number is, which is $6.45 for me. The third box will minus that number, that box, the second box from the first box, and give you a number at the very bottom. Now, that is what how much money that you should be allowed to spend every single day, okay? And if you do so, and if you stay under that, you'll not only save money because it's not going to be such a large amount, but it's going to be just enough to make a difference over time. So $6 doesn't seem like a lot, okay? But what happens is that $6 automatically gets pushed to your savings every single day. So think about that. So 6 times 7 is 42. That's 42 times 4. What is that? 4 times 4 is 16. So that's like $172, I think it is. We're off the top. So that's $172 right off of the top of your first month. And that's without even trying, remember. Because the biggest thing is that if you start to really look at it as a daily budget, okay, and you understand that time is a currency, okay? So not only are you spending $58 a day, but you're also spending one day of the 7 days of the week. So again, to reiterate on earlier, okay, if it's me and Monday is a very busy day, right? Especially when I'm in the office and I got a lot of deals I got to check on. I don't really go out a lot. And lately I've been working from home sometimes. So, you know, I have coffee here. I have food here. My wife comes home and makes more food. I rarely have to go out into the field. So for me, my daily budget's $58. You know, I'm rarely going to spend that on a Monday, which means great. That means on Tuesday, if a friend of mine says, hey, you want to go out for some drinks later on? Well, I know that I have at least $116 worth of budget that I can spend all the way up to Tuesday. Right? Because I basically didn't spend my day's worth of time either. So great. That's awesome. And if I don't, I can always put more of that towards my savings. Now, what happens if Monday comes around and it's an office party and we go and we have a great time and then they're like, hey, let's go out to dinner afterwards. So we go out to dinner and I spend $150. Well, that's terrible because obviously my budget is $58, which basically means about what? Let's just say $150 for 3 days, right? But if I spend that all on Monday, that means on Tuesday, when my same friend wants to go out for drinks, like I had in the last example, I'm going to have to tell him no. I'm going to say, hey, look, I really would love to come over or go out, but unfortunately, just today's not a good day for me. You know, maybe if I have alcohol at the house or maybe we're going to watch some sports, maybe he can come to the house and instead I can save money but still have a good time, right? And I'm also saving time because I know if I say yes, I'm going to go out, I'm going to drive, I'm going to use gas. I'll probably end up spending money because that's what happens. That's how it works. And that's how you loosely start to spend money without realizing it because you're spending your time. So Tuesday comes around, I tell them no. I say, unfortunately, I can't go out, this and that. Say a new client or somebody who says, hey, can we meet up for coffee? I'd really love to go over some business ideas. And you tell them, you know what? Wednesday's not going to be a good day for me because remember, I spent $150 worth of my budget for the week, right? And that's 3 days worth of time and money. So I tell them, you know what? Wednesday's not a good day for me. What we can do is how about Thursday? And I have a coffee shop right down the street for me. Let's meet there because you know what? You can walk there or maybe you can drive and it's like a quick drive and you know it's close to you and you know how much money you're going to spend rather than going across town and taking meetings that's going to cost you more time. At that point, you already know, maybe you can get some of that money back. But by day four, you kind of reset, right? So now you have that $58 budget again, and you also have a fool's day worth of time. So if you only spend $20 of that four-day budget, that means you still have a little extra time. So maybe the next time you go out on Friday, you know, you understand that, okay, cool, well, I still have some budget left over. And to be honest, you can spend all that daily budget every single day. You know, you don't have to try and stay under that number, because remember, we're all, that daily budget already factors in money that we're sending to our savings. So it's okay if you spend $58 every single day, you're still going to save money, because we've already taking the expenses that we need to pay for bills and everything else that we need in our lives. And we already know how much money we're going to be making for that month if you did your, obviously, income correctly. So that's a good number. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, $58 is a lot of money to be spending on a daily budget. I mean, for me, I mean, if I'm not going out every single day, like, I feel like I can save that very, very quickly. And even if I was going out, you know, now remember, you may not be able to get lunch 5 days a week, or maybe you do get lunch 5 days a week. You just got to get something a little smaller and maybe a beer, you know, and then maybe on Friday, if you have some money saved up, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you stayed in the office and you ate at home all the time and you're having a good day and you got $200 to spend. Great. Go out on Friday and have a great time. The best part about it is you already know that you've saved money throughout this entire process. So again, guys, look, if that really helps you, please let me know. I'd love to talk about it more if you guys have any more questions, but that is the way to do it. And I'm going to end this now because I don't want to rant for too much longer. This episode has been really, really long already. And I want you to start implementing this right away. So I don't want to keep you any longer. But thanks so much for listening. And I hope that you really, really enjoy it. All right. So guys, before I leave, I just want to say thank you one more time. I'm Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com. You're clearly here on the page. And thank you so much for listening and taking my advice and, you know, put it to use. If it doesn't work for you, by all means, let me know. Maybe there's a way that I can make it better. But this is a practice that I've learned from others. And it's just always been very, very helpful for me. Now, the reason why I put this here for you guys as a free tool is because, of course, I want to help you purchase a home. You know, my biggest goal for this next, the next 10 years or so is helping as many people as I can, you know, be financially free by investing their time and money into something that can pay them back over time. And what better way than the real estate market? Now, a lot of you that are probably listening to this are having trouble saving money. And this is something that's going to help you, because, you know, the biggest obstacle sometimes is your down payment. And this will help you save money for a down payment. But to be honest, it'll help you save money for almost anything that you possibly could need. So please use this tool. Let me know if there's some way that I can enhance it. If there's anything else that I can do for you, you do know how to contact me here. There's a button here that says click on free coffee. You can go to LawrenceDoes.com and contact me there. You can schedule an appointment. You can call me 760-567-2226, 760-567-2226, and give me a ring there. And just remember, when you're out there and if this is super helpful for you, make sure to send it to other people so that they can find out from, you know, and learn from it as well, and pass the word. And remember, if you're in the market to either buy or sell or list or do anything else, as far as real estate goes, you give me a ring, okay? Because last but certainly not least, remember, most agents won't care about you, but Lawrence does, the people's agent, because I have the best buyers programs out there and I really care for you. So thanks so much. It's been a pleasure helping you out, and I will see you out there.